The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Did you know that the food you eat could help prevent cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and even slow the aging process?
Now, what I had to do, I had to literally make, and I did this years ago, I made the shift from the healthy keto to the Mediterranean keto. Because my weight, literally, I got a little underweight. So I had to do that. And that's what, if they follow the keto, then they'll eventually need to make the shift. Now, the advantages of the Mediterranean keto are amazing.
Next on Life Today.
I'm so excited you've joined us today. If you didn't see yesterday's program, by the way, welcome to Life Today. James Robinson, beautiful wife Betty. We want to live healthy. I mean, you know, we're going to pretty soon have 25 grandchildren. When you take the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren, and frankly, we want to enjoy them. Be honest with you, we're physically unable to take care of these 14 greats like we did the others coming up. And we say, thank God they've got grandparents because, man, we can't handle it. Okay, that's not something that you apologize for. You're glad you're here to handle it. We want to enjoy our family. We want to share the love and life of God as long as we live. And we want to live healthy where we can share it. So that's why we have brought in so many people in so many areas to help you with the challenges in your life. Because we do believe Christ is the answer, and He has the answer, He knows the answer, and He pours the answers out through yielded vessels, gifted people filled with love who want to help you. Dr. Colbert wants to do that. Well, obesity, being overeat, and I said in the program yesterday, I ate my way into diabetes type 2. All right? But, like he has said, I can help balance it to the point that it just, it's really not there. Well, Dr. Colbert, you're here today, and let me just say this to you. I keep getting those tests. You know, you get the little puncture in your finger. I'm sick of punching my finger. It never registers any problem. I keep telling the doctor, I don't want to punch the finger anymore. And I can't get those things you strap them to stay on, right? Okay, thank you. I don't need to punch because it never, you know, sure. You do the test, the blood test, it's over like several months.
The hemoglobin A1C, correct.
Okay, see, I wouldn't know how to say all those things. All right, you got it? But when they do that, it's always right. Well, it never registers.
It's awesome.
It would either be pre-diabetic or it's not showing it as diabetic.
Right, exactly.
That means that you can have a diet that balances even challenging, potentially deadly problems and diseases. All right.
Exactly.
Now, can I say something first?
Yeah.
Yesterday, you talked about acid reflux, too, keto diet helping that. It just, when you said that, it dawned on me, because I had a real challenge with that before I went on the keto diet. Well, we'd been, and I'm just now realizing, that's very seldom do I have a problem with that because of my way of eating now and taking care and doing the right things for my body. So,
I see this all every day in my practice. It's amazing when people go on the healthy keto diet. Mm-hmm. What happens is when a woman becomes about 6 months pregnant, something happens to most 90% of the women. They start to get acid reflux. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the uterus pushes up on the stomach and causes reflux. Mm-hmm. Similar thing happens to most Americans. Since over 40% are obese, that belly fat starts to push the stomach up and we start to get reflux. What happens on keto? The body starts to burn fat, and usually it's the belly fat that burns first.
That's
so
amazing.
As the belly comes down, many times the reflux goes away. But also, it helps to get rid of fatty liver. Polycystic ovaries, amazing how these patients improve. So I talk about all of these tremendous changes that occur, and especially inflammation. When you cut out the bad fats and eat the healthy fats, cut way down on sugars, carbs, and starches. Those are your major causes of inflammation. So when inflammation decreases, so many people with aches and pains, they start to go away. Mm-hmm. And this is what I hear every day with my patients. And it's so simple.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I actually watched that happen. It was like something was eating away the fat in our belly, our gut. And, you know, once we also then, as you're talking about, discovered that there seemed to be some things about the keto that needed to be adjusted. And I actually kind of cut back on it a little bit. And interestingly, my fat that comes first comes right here.
Right.
Belly fat.
Right.
And I'll just go ahead and admit it, because I lost 25 pounds. I'm about 5 to 7 pounds back above what I call my ideal, which I feel like I look the best. I'm the healthiest. Right. I don't have fat, don't have that big belly. And I don't have a big chest anymore like I did when I was young and all that. But what I noticed is this is where it hit me. It's like, is that typical? It starts coming back right here.
Absolutely.
All right. Now then, what you've done, and because he understands people tend to change when they see something's not quite doing what it should do, or maybe you're just tired of the process, and you're not convinced how critically important it is because you're, you know, saying something might not be quite right. Well, he's watching this all the time, and Dr. Colbert watches this because he loves you. I mean, he's not just a doctor fulfilling a job. He's on a divine assignment. He's called and gifted by God to bless people with God's blessing and God's truth and the help and the health that God offers. So he went into Beyond Keto, and you took the Mediterranean diet, which you actually knew had many benefits. Many people knew it. It was very popular. And what happened when you looked at blending the two together?
Oh, my goodness. The most amazing thing happened. First of all, when the people went on the healthy keto diet and they achieved their weight loss, then we shifted them over to the Mediterranean keto diet with lower carbs, with lots of healthy fats. And the amazing thing happened. They maintained their weight loss, but they got to expand their healthy carb intake from 20 grams of carbs to about 75 to 100, which means they can include healthy beans, peas, lentils, preferably cooked in a pressure cooker so it keeps the gut healthy, as well as some other healthy carbs, occasional small sweet potato.
By the way, I'm going to cut this in right here. This is one of the books that you're going to get when he's talking about keep the gut healthy. He's talking about the intestines, what happens inside. Mm-hmm. And he actually explains that. I mean, Dr. Colbert is inviting you into a seminar with somebody that loves you that you can attend and learn on your own time frame. But he's actually putting all this down, and he breaks it out, and he presents it in ways that you can just see clearly. It's almost like I can come up with a question, and here it is. And then when he talks about these things you do, like even certain foods you eat, certain ways you mix them, there's the list. I mean, the man has invited you, like we talk about inviting the family into the family room to get to know the Father. Well, this doctor wants you to know the Father's wisdom and ways because it changes your life. It benefits you. That's what he sold out to. So he talks about the gut zone and clarity. Excuse me, Doc.
Now, what I had to do, I had to literally make, and I did this years ago, I made the shift from the healthy keto to the Mediterranean keto because my weight, literally, I got a little underweight. Mm-hmm. So I had to do that. And that's what, if they follow the keto, then they'll eventually need to make the shift. Now, the advantages of the Mediterranean keto are amazing. Number one, it's anti-inflammatory. The root cause of every chronic disease is inflammation. Yep. We have the most powerful fire extinguisher diet there is, which is the Mediterranean, and then make it lower carb, not real low carb, just a little on the low side of carbs, so that we can have our healthy carbs again, our healthy fruits. We add those back in, and so it gives us more satiety. It gives us also that long-lasting feeling where our appetite's controlled, we're not craving. So many people after keto, you know, they just want to go out and eat something that crunches or mm-hmm. something to get their different textures and all. But also what it does, it keeps the sugar balanced because you're using those high-fiber carbs like the peas, beans, lentils, hummus. What it also does, cardiovascular benefits. Remember, the major cause of death in this country and throughout the world is cardiovascular disease. The Mediterranean diet is the best program there is for preventing heart disease. The PREDIMED study back in early 2000 found that those people that followed the Mediterranean diet and had a liter, not a tablespoon, a liter of olive oil per week had 30% less risk of all cardiac events and strokes. And the other Mediterranean diet group that had the Mediterranean diet with an ounce of nuts a day had the same benefits. They had 30% reduction in all cardiovascular events and strokes. That's as good as a statin drug without any side effects. But also what we know about the Mediterranean diet, it helps with healthy aging. The Nurses' Health Study of thousands of nurses, they found that those nurses that followed a Mediterranean diet, they had 40% 46% chance of having healthy aging, as defined as living over age 70 without chronic disease. They've shown the Mediterranean diet actually prevents the telomeres from shortening. The telomeres are on the ends of your chromosomes, and with age, they shorten. Well, it helps to reduce the shortening of the telomeres by following the Mediterranean diet. So, and the other thing it does, it helps so much with preventing the deadly diseases, the Alzheimer's, the cancers. When I was in Greece, and this is where I had the epiphany, was when I was in Greece. I was in Crete, and we went to local restaurants there, and I could not believe how many people smoked over there. And so I checked, and 39.1% of the population of Greece smokes. And I looked, and I said, well, they must have a ton of lung cancer and heart disease. They have much lower risk of lung cancer and cancers across the board and heart disease as we have, and only about 13% of Americans smoke. I said, what is it about what they're eating? When we were eating the foods at the local restaurants, where the mom-and-pop restaurants, we had a friend from Crete. We went there, and we stayed, you know, there with them and ate their food. We would have a big bottle of fresh-pressed olive oil came out. Now, the difference in this olive oil is different from most any olive oil you get from the store. It's fresh-pressed. It's high in these polyphenols. One of the most powerful is oleocanthal. I call it the king of polyphenols, one of the most powerful nutrients on the earth. When you take it in, it gives a little burn in the back of the throat, and you get a little cough, and you think, oh my, something's wrong with this olive oil. No, this is the most powerful olive oil in the world. This is what protects you against cancer, against Alzheimer's, against heart disease. It literally prevents oxidation of the cholesterol that forms plaque. And so there we were eating a ton of veggies. We started out with a big old salad, colorful salad, cucumbers, everything on that salad. We didn't put a little sprinkle of olive oil. We got a big old bottle. We poured it all over. We had a little feta cheese, which is okay. That's an anti-inflammatory cheese. Doesn't have the casein A1. I talk all about that in my book. We literally poured that olive oil on everything we ate. By the time we were finished, that whole bottle of olive oil, a quart, was gone. And I said, this is unreal. I said, I cannot believe it. And we sat there for 3 hours telling stories, laughing. Now, what bugged my wife, everyone around us was smoking. So she said, I got to leave this room. She had to go outside. She couldn't take the smoke.
Can you find anything similar to that over here, that kind of olive oil?
Well, yes, you can. I talk about that.
I mean, you don't tell people that they're not going to be able to do Mediterranean without that olive oil.
Yeah, you got to have that olive oil.
Oh, but can you get it? That's the question. They got to go all the way to Greece to get it?
No, you don't. There's high phenolic or polyphenol olive oils we have now.
All right.
One is a cheap one, just Pompeian, over the counter. You can get it at Walmart.
I use that.
Okay. And you got to get the robust organic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, but by the way, do you tell those things
organic
in the book?
Yes, I tell
this
that
is
in the
what's
book.
In
here.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're already doing that, right? Yeah, I have the
you're
organic.
You're downloading so much on us. People are saying, now, you're telling me we're going on this diet so my husband can start smoking again? I hope that's not what you're saying.
No.
Smoking
I'm saying, even though they smoke, many don't get cancer, which is unbelievable.
The point is, you're doing something to help you be healthy. And we want you to be healthy so that you be a channel, a channel of blessing, a vessel of honor through which God flows His life, His love, and His transforming truth. That's why we're here. I mean, that's the blessed life. The blessed life blesses others. That's really what it's all about.
Absolutely.
I know you. I know you well. I know your family. I know what you want. I know how you've helped people. I know how you've helped us. So, please, the questions that you have, I mean, you were using terms that people could wonder if you were speaking in tongues.
Oh, no.
They don't know all these things. I'm thinking, my goodness. No, but I mean, that's actually what these things are called in the medical terms. But what he does in here is he explains it.
Exactly.
And we've got so many questions. But if you want to live healthy, he's helping you. And God wants you to live healthy. You know, we're giving away this book, if you'd like to have it, 40 Days of Healing Promises. Do you know that when you're praying for healing and if you're feeding the disease, it's really a little bit hypocritical, isn't it? If you're doing things causing what you're praying to be healed of, wouldn't it be better? You know, when you pray, confess your sins. When you pray for the sick, when you ask for prayer. He's trying to help. Dr. Kober's trying to help you adjust everything. Betty, I wanted a while ago to say, is this, you have to hire a cook do this?
I wanted to say this because...
She did it.
You know, this has been, on the keto diet, has been the easiest way for me in the kitchen. I thought, oh, this is going to take a lot of preparation. But James gets amazed. I can cook a whole meal in 30 minutes.
Right. You can cook a whole meal in 15.
But you're right. Really is. And right. After you've eaten, you can feel good about yourself. And that's what I want to emphasize. Yes, it'll be fun to lose the weight, to get in shape, and to feel good about how you look. But most of all, it'll be good to know that you are healthy. God gave us these bodies. We're responsible for them. So let's take care of them. Just like we're responsible for our children when they're small. We have to clothe them. We have to feed them. We have to give them water to drink. Well, let's take that same responsibility for ourselves. Sometimes we forget about self.
Yes.
We have to start here so we can do what God wants us to do here on this earth. So I'd like to encourage you, take care of your bodies, please, for God. He wants it for you. Please want it for yourself.
You know, you're sitting here looking at my sweet wife, and I always tell people when I have, like, I had my 78th birthday, she says, well, why is it that you have to tell them that 1 month later I'm going to be 78? Why do you have to do that? You know, people tell me, I don't even, but Betty, you can't believe, this is not facial surgery on this girl. The two of us are just exactly the way God made us. And the messes we made, we don't blame God for. But the point is, we can live healthy. I mean, Betty and I are, you know, soon going to be married 60 years, about a year and a half from now. And we really enjoy life. We enjoy one another. Doc, you've been a big part of that.
Well, thank you.
It's easy for people to do this.
It is.
Don't have to have a cook. Can you order these things in the restaurant easily?
Yes, you can. That's the exciting thing about it. And just to add a little caveat to this, another island in Greece called Icarian, they have more centenarians, people that live to be over 100 and are healthy, than most any other place in the world. Why? They live this lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that you live. You also, part of it is getting together, laughing, enjoying life, spending time with family. Don't just sit and eat and eat and eat, or you're in front of a TV eating, but you actually, talk with your family, you tell funny stories, you engage in conversation, and you make dining a pleasant experience. We don't talk, you turn the news off, turn off anything, and just really engage in good, healthy conversation.
Let me just be sure you understand that we do what we do here on television because we love you. And we want to love people that have been overlooked, the least of these, the unnoticed. And the people who watch our show know that we're going to point your attention to the least of these, the unnoticed. And you become the miracle in their life. You become the answer to their prayer and their heart cry. And you find joy in it. In order for us to be the blessing God's left us here to be, to fulfill His kingdom purpose and see His will done on earth, which it can be, should be, and is being done through so many of you, through so many of us, we need to be healthy. We'd like to send you Beyond Keto. Like to send you The Healthy Gut Zone. Like to send you the book 40 Days of Healing Promises. You make a gift of $75. All three of them are coming to you. If you'll just help us change people's life and give them life now because of the water of life, which they're going to come to know. Because when you see the love of God, you're ready to hear about it and receive it and experience it. So I want you to watch the heart cry of a mother. This is going to touch you deeply. And you're going to see the perfect cure, the perfect answer to her heart cry, to her prayer. And you'll take joy doing it. We're going to send you these books to bless you, but we're asking you to put God's arms around the very people you're going to see in just a moment. Watch.
How can she forget the loss of a child? Then another, a third, and a fourth.
Wambere urumva yaragwaye, wayiyongwara ndamujyana kwa muganga.
acara apfanirwa ndamuhetse yapfuye ndamuzana no baramushingura umva numva ko nababaye umubabaro urenze umva narababaye kugeza none munsi ndamwibutse no kurya senja baragwara bangwe bishangura none ntibameze neza urabona ukuntu bameze baranga tujya twana urabona ukuntu tumeze haje ubutabwara byinje kubera aya mazi nicyo cyatumye abana banje bapfa umva narababara kugeza bamara nk'ukwezi kose ntajya ku mubabaro w'umwana wanje gusa njyaye umwana ngo ahwere naca numva kuko muri abo bose barakurikirana bapfa 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 bapfa
day after day she is haunted by her loss. Her time with her four children was cut tragically short. Reflections of them are all she has left.
It's not actually life she's coping with, it's death. Mm-hmm. And Betty, the sad thing is, and yet the great thing is, that sadness can be healed because of the greatness of love when we express it. And our viewers seem to love to do that.
That's right. You know, James, we've been sitting here talking about our physical health today. And I listened to this dear, sweet mother. And she wishes and prays that she could have her four children back again in her arms. They're gone. They're gone. She will not see them again. But yet, at the same time, we're talking about taking care of our bodies. And she does. We have the resources to take care of our bodies. There's no excuse for us not taking care of our bodies. But this woman, all she needed was water to offer her children. She needed the resources so that we can make the difference in. You and I, we can join together and all these other precious ones, people that watch us and contribute to life today. We can make the difference in the lives of these families that are losing their children because they don't have enough clean water to offer them.
Yeah, and I want you to hear the amazing, miraculous truth. $4,800 will give that village a well. $4,800. Because people like you provided the drilling equipment. That was very expensive. But viewers of Life Today bought it. Three or four drilling rigs. You've also kept them maintained. For $4,800, we can drill a well. There's somebody watching right now and say, I can do it. Many people tell us that the greatest joy they have each year is drilling a well, not even just a part of one. And everybody tells us there's nothing more fun than helping drill the wells because it changes everything. So we can give villages like that a well. You may want to do it. You may just say, well, I know I'm going to give to life because I know you're going to invest it in giving life and sharing life. You better believe we will. So if you'd like to have Beyond Keto, any gift you make just to help us put God's loving arms around people, any gift you give, I've told people to always remember $48 gives 10 people basically water the rest of their life. That's how simply you can break it out for a village. The Gut Zone, the 40 Days of Healing Promises, all three of these books will be sent to you to help you in your health so you can bless others and experience blessings and share blessings. You make a gift of $75. All three of them are coming to you. Thank you for what you're doing. God bless everybody watching and give them health. If you want to help others, you want to bless them, be an answer to the prayers of people you see like that mother, you make the gift right now. Go online or dial the number. Use your bank card like a check. If you mail a check, make it to Life, but tell us what you're sending because we do need to know because we depend upon you to fulfill the missionary's desires and dreams. Thank you so much for making the gift God put on your heart.
Waterborne illness is a killer that strikes the most vulnerable. For many impoverished families, the death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, fresh drinking water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Colbert's book, Beyond Keto, filled with advice and delicious recipes on how to begin a Mediterranean keto lifestyle. This book will give you the tools you need to conquer disease and lose weight for good. With your gift of $75 or more, please request the Health and Hope Package. This 3-book set includes Beyond Keto, as well as Dr. Colbert's Healthy Gut Zone, a practical guide for healing your digestive system. You'll also receive 40 Days of Healing Promises, an inspiring leather-bound devotional that will encourage your faith as you dive deep into God's healing promises available to you. This is the last day to receive the Health and Hope Package, so please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, you're going to be hearing from Dr. Colbert all this week, and later his wife is going to join us and tell you what a miracle occurred for her. And she acknowledges she had a real challenge. And you don't need to apologize for finding some things difficult or challenging, but when you experience a miracle of it, you want to talk about it.
Amen.
So she's going to talk about
That's
it.
Right.
You happy for her?
Oh, very happy, yes.
It's kind of really, it's a miracle, isn't it?
Well, it is, because again, she loved sweets and carbs and starches, and literally she had a transformation. Mm-hmm. When she laid those on the altar and started following keto, you're going to hear the rest
That's
of
good.
The story.
Well, we want to.
That's
we
good.
Want to. And thank you for sharing love, not just listening to something that'll help you, but rejoicing in the fact that you can help somebody else. Don't miss the next program. Tell your friends to watch. Tell them that they can actually eat healthily, and it's not that difficult.
Regardless of your net worth, estate planning benefits you and your family. Do not put off this important step to peace of mind. Contact Life Planning Services today.
It would take more faith to maintain my atheism than to become a Christian.
Former atheist Lee Strobel, next week on Life Today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.